The Fan is your official headquarters for Championship Week.
Presented by Columbus State Community College and Maloney and Novotny.
Your home of champions, The Fan.
Hockey.
And Hounds.
Release the Hounds!
With Columbus Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella.
Brought to you by Telhio Credit Union.
All right, it's that time of the week. It's Hockey and Hounds with the head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets, John Tortorella. It's brought to you by Telhio Credit Union. Torts with us now. Good to have you, coach.
How are you guys?
We're doing okay. It's tough. Two goals last two games. You outshoot them last night, but lose. I know you're looking for offense anywhere you can find it. Let me ask you this. Is it tougher finding the offense you need or keeping this team's belief that it can come? Like, is that a... I'm wondering where the mindset is right now.
I think we're okay mentally as far as how we approach each day. I guess the biggest thing for us is we don't get a lot of puck luck last night on a couple of their goals. We spend 26 minutes in their end. They spend 15 in ours. There's so many stats, and this is part of the problem with analytics for me, that favors us. But we just don't find a way to win. And we just have no room for error when you're scoring that one, two goals a game. And the question is a legit question, Anthony, as far as mindset of the team. How long can it go when it really starts wearing on some of the guys and they tighten their sticks even more? So we just got to keep on going about our business and trying to get better each day. There's no magic dust that turns this away from us. We got to keep on working through it.
Is the team and the veteran guys, I know you got a mix of young guys and veteran guys, but you're a very young team still. And I know you talked about with us a couple weeks ago that it was getting a little late early and the patience that you might have had waiting for your big guns to come to the table and bring something. Not that they're not trying. It's not that it was a lack of effort, but there was no finish. And now you've tried to blend this thing together with getting skill on the ice and getting guys that may be hot. But then what do you lose with that gamble? And I'm wondering where you are at this point in not selling out, but almost being aggressive in I've got to get the skill on the ice and I'll take my chances in other areas. I know that may not fit you and your team and your identity that you were trying.
No, I think as we have found out, remember, the big question mark going into this year, a number of question marks, let's face it, as far as how our summer went. But the big one was our goaltending.
Mm-hmm.
I think Corpy has settled in. I think Elvis is improving. A couple of weeks ago, we talked as a group that we need to open ourselves up here a little bit and, put the sign back up, safe as death, and we needed to play. And get going here. I talked to Jonesy and Z as a pair to start leading the way as far as being up the ice for our D. So we've opened it up here. We have opened it up, and I'm really happy in how we have still defended pretty well. Last night, I don't think we did that well against the rush. I thought we started cheating a little bit offensively, but you need to allow that a little bit to try to get out of our woes. The anticipation, fine line, cheating line. So we're in it. We're in it that way. And we had some good looks, but we haven't found our way. In my mind, there was no question we had to score as a team this year. We had to get it throughout the team. I'm just really perplexed that this has gone on so long with Cam and Andy and Nick, Winnie. I can't find Winnie. And after what I thought was a really good start for Wenberg, a very key position at center. It's hard. It's hard, and we're feeling it right now. We're in trouble. Let's face it. We're in trouble. If we don't get going, it's an unforgiving league here, and it's tough to crawl back into this in the second half of the year if we don't start getting some things done.
You know, Torch, you mentioned like Winnie had a good start to the season, a pretty good camp. You've talked about that a lot. You know, a couple games ago, you play a great game against a team that's historically been giving you guys a little trouble in Pittsburgh, and you look really good offensively. I guess when you're struggling a little bit like this and you're trying to get these guys going, I mean, How much do you start tinkering with the lineups, trying to move guys around to see if it's a chemistry thing, maybe a change of scenery with who they're playing with to get them going? Like, where do you try to balance that at some point to where, hey, I'm willing to try anything with anybody if it's going to maybe potentially have some results because nothing else is working?
Yeah, when I remember, I forget what game it was. It was a few weeks ago when I basically was honest with the media that I threw some lines out there that it was up. I threw it up against the wall in the locker room in between periods. Tried different things that I never thought I'd try as far as players playing with one another, and I thought it helped. And now that's certainly not scientific coaching. It's a bunch of guessing and seeing what happens. I've come up, Bobby, through that time, one line that's been really consistent out of that was Jens, Gus, and Bjorkstrand. I think it's been a really good line for us. Other than that, we just haven't been able to get much done from other lines. Now, I'm going back tomorrow with one of the lines that came out of that mess was Bemstrom, Milano, and Dubois. I'm going to go back to that tonight. I put Bemstrom on the bench or didn't play him the other night because I need him to understand that he needs to play harder. And when you don't have the puck, you got to go fight for it sometimes. And when you do have it, you need to protect it. The crazy thing about him, he's sound defensively. The coaching of a young player, a lot of it comes down to teaching him the defensive part of the game. He gets that. We just need to get his strength front and center here as far as being a goal scorer. And I just think a little bit of the competitiveness has to show in his play, and I think he'll have the puck more. So we're going to try those guys together. To answer the original question, I think we're in a good mindset. I think we feel we can get out of this. But feelings and all that are great. We got to get some results here eventually, too, or you're in some deep trouble.
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, focus on the not finishing part. It seems like it's been a theme. And like you said, there's luck involved, certainly. You think eventually it'll go your way. You've had it. It hasn't clicked since the winning streak. And that's why I thought that the game against, maybe it was the Winnipeg game that I thought you had, and then you lost it. We don't need to relive it completely. But when you're playing well, that's the time to really ride the wave. And you had played games where you were scoring goals. And that was the hard part for fans is that, man, we got to win the games we're supposed to win. And when it wasn't going that way, okay, so you came back. You won a nice game against Ottawa. Now you've kind of fallen back into this lull. The big elephant in the room is you're getting the Rangers, a team that's above you in the standings. They're fighting for life. You get the bread man back in this arena. I would think you would not have to say much to your team. I know a lot was preached in the beginning about, hey, we're the guys that stayed. These are the guys that we're going to battle with. I would think Thursday would feel like it should fit what you want without having to say a whole lot.
Yeah, and I don't think I have to. I think it's a good time for this game. I know there's going to be a lot of questions about Brett, and I think the biggest thing that we have to be concerned about is we need to win a game. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it was against the Columbus Pee Wee team. We need to find a way to win a game, whatever team comes in here. So we can't get too involved in a little bit of the sideshow with Brett. Hey, listen. And I'll say it to you guys. I have a tremendous amount of respect for that guy, for Brett. He is one hell of a player, and he was a really good player for us. Let's face it. You may not like him now because of all that, but be honest, he was a really good player for this team. Having said that, that's as far as you go. Mm-hmm. He's the opposing player now. We got to think about beating the New York Rangers, not put a show on or try to go after Brett or whatever it may be. We need to try to beat the New York Rangers to try to get a win in the standings.
That's kind of disappointing, Torres. I thought, you know, a New York guy like yourself, old school guy, I mean, there might be a pot of cash and a bounty on the middle for, you know, for the bread man.
Don't start, Bobby. Don't start, Bobby.
Exactly. Unbelievable. All right, at least we can have a few laughs. Listen, that's what you got. You got to keep some perspective in this.
If you're not laughing, you're crying.
Yes, that's right, baby. I hear you, man. Let's keep some perspective here. You're not out of this thing. You're not in the thick of it, but you're not out of it. So there is a silver lining, and you ran into a pretty good goalie last night too. But all right, let me tell you, Franklin County Dog Shelter and Adoption Center. I mentioned this to you last week. They're on the north side of Columbus, Morse Road, Tamarack. They had a Thanksgiving sleepover, which is what we talked about last year. It's a wonderful time. If you can help out an animal, it's a beautiful thing. What you do is they do a sleepover where you take the dog out during the holiday time, and it's basically helping to get the dogs out of the shelter and get them in a nice environment, a friendly, loving environment. And they had 84 dogs taken, 40 adopted in the sleepover by families. 30 more have been adopted since.
Really?
It's an awesome deal. And the next sleepover, and the reason why I'm saying this, the next sleepover possibility is December 23rd over the Christmas holiday through December 27th. So it's, believe me, I know what it's like. You take a dog, you bond really fast, and it would be very tough. It's kind of the idea behind it, right? If you're thinking about having a dog, you bring one into your family. I will say this. Please don't expect the dog to be perfect. Please don't, because you're taking a dog out of a shelter. You're introducing it to a new environment. But if you go into it with patience and love and good heart, and if you got to take it back to the shelter, okay, at least the dog got 4 days of what it might get one day. And so I wanted to preach, if you're interested, go to a Franklin County Dog Shelter and Adoption Center on the north side of Columbus and try to get registered for their sleepover situation with a dog during the Christmas holiday. It's a wonderful thing.
Did you say 84 sleepover, 40 adopted? Is that the true number?
Yeah, and I heard that 30 more were adopted since the deal.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yeah, so a pretty big deal. Of the 84, I think 70 got adopted.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that the way it works, huh? You just give it a chance. Just give it a chance. That's fantastic news.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I want to highlight a dog here on Hockey and Hounds. It's a brindle female pit mix, 1 year old, so a beautiful age. Unfortunately, it was a rescue through us at Columbus Humane. Tangled situation, impounded the animal. Nobody claimed after the entanglement, which is what we get a lot of times because they're afraid of retribution, and they do that over the love of the animal. It's horrendous, but it's in a safe place. It's in the shelter now. Very nice 1 year old. Her name is Biscuit. She's been Biscuit in the basket. We need Biscuit to get a home. She's been there over a month. She warms up extremely fast. She likes other animals. She's been in the play group at the shelter. She was shut down when she came in. The staff really worked hard at Columbus Humane to bring her spirit back, and it's come back times 100. So columbushumane.org. I will tweet out a picture as well, but please check out Biscuit. And if it's not Biscuit, they have many other dogs that are looking for their forever home this holiday season. So that's our Hockey and Hounds highlight for today, Torts.
Great stuff, Anthony. Great. Yeah. That is just great news about the adoptions.
How are the horses getting along?
Really good. Really good. Remember, we have three mares, mm-hmm. and it gets to be a handful at times, but it's one of the most interesting things I've ever been involved in, to see how they work through to who what the hierarchy is. So, we are so fortunate to have them and really having fun with them.
Okay, and the dogs? Everybody had a good Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The dogs and the horses are mixing. The horses chase them around a little bit, but it's, yeah.
That's fun.
We have no company over our house because our house smells like animals. So we just leave it as that.
Listen, hey, when you're in it, you get used to it. It's like anything else. You don't even notice it, so it's...
Hey, when I come home after a road trip, I walk in my house and, oh, my God, you know, it is...
Yeah, I get it. I wouldn't have it any other way. And your son, Nick, how's he doing?
Well, thank you for asking. He is doing great. Thank you very much.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. Best to him and best to your family. And we'll talk to you next week. Good luck tomorrow. It'll be a very interesting time. Do you know if JD's coming back? Is he making that trip back?
Yes, he is. JD and I have talked probably every couple of weeks here. He's coming. He'll be in here. Yes.
All right. Yeah. Well, old home week for him, too. We appreciate everything he helped build here as well. And... be a good night. It's a night that both you guys need a win, so we expect some big-time competitive hockey tomorrow night.
I think it'll be a great atmosphere there. We're looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Torts. Be well. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
Thanks. That is John Tortorella, Brought to you by Tell Higher Credit Union, Hockey and Hounds, every Wednesday at this time as we talk the obligatory hockey and then, of course, try to get to what Torts and I really want to do is help homeless animals this season. So please, once again, Franklin County Dog Shelter and Adoption Center on the north side of Columbus and Columbus Humane over there in Hillier, two wonderful spots to find your forever pet. All right, when we come back, NFL two-minute drill, get you caught up on everything going on in the league. Carpenter and Rothman on The Fan.
If the sound of another man slammed against plexiglass turns you on, you've come to the right place. Proud to be your home for Jackets hockey. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.